William Murrow and Harper Audio present The Boys in the Cave, Deep Inside the Impossible Rescue in Thailand by Matt Gutman. This is the author. Prologue. They had surfaced in alien territory. A 3-hour hard swim from help, they were suspended in a tunnel darker than the remotest corner of space, where no radio or cell signal could penetrate. It was a spot so distant and hostile, it had repelled rescuers for 9 straight days. It was in northern Thailand, but might as well have been on another planet. For hours, British cave divers Rick Stanton, 57, and John Valanthin, 48, had finned against the current, breathing heavily in their scuba regulators and carefully unspooling the pencil-thin guideline behind them. To keep the blue line more or less in the center of the passage, they would tie it around a hanging stalactite or a dagger of limestone jutting into the tunnel. It had continued like this until Stanton glanced down at the 250-yard spool, noticing that it only had about 5 yards left, which meant that they had a decision to make. That guideline was basic diving protocol, and it was their sole link to the outside world, ensuring that they wouldn't get lost or trapped in the mile-and-a-half-long journey out of the cave. The cave-diving pair was now farther into the Tham Luang cave than any of the hundreds of rescuers before them had been. To survive, they could only rely on what they carried: the 3 lights attached to their helmets, a few zip ties, their fins.